I just want to speak to anyone here who is just searching for truth, anyone here who has just been maybe even overwhelmed during this holiday season. And I want to just end this night by making sure that everyone knows clearly that you do have a Savior in Christ Jesus. You know, Jesus said something in John chapter 14. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." I don't know tonight if there's someone here who's troubled. And I don't know what your trouble looks like. It could be your home situation. It could be your finances. It could be just your marriage. It could be you just even feeling guilty. Your heart's just troubled because you've just been struggling with just guilt or maybe the shame of just some of the things that you've done. And that's what sin does. Sin will bring you to a place where you just feel dirty. You feel like you don't belong, you know, here in God's house, like you don't deserve to lift up your hands or to really get into all of this stuff that you kind of see around you. You show up and make an appearance once in a while, but then you just kind of disappear again. And there are many I know whose hearts are just troubled because of different things that they're facing. Troubled because it's not going right. Troubled because you're not getting what you want. Troubled because you just wish life would just look a lot different other than what it is right now. And Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in me." He's telling these young men that were following him, these young disciples that traveled with him. He said, "Put your hope, put your trust in me." And he created this differentiation between God and himself, because there he was in the flesh, but he was 100% man, but 100% God. And he wanted them to understand that God sent him to the earth to save man. To not only just believe in God, but to believe in me. Because if you see Jesus Christ, you'll see the Father. He was trying to explain to them. If you know me, if you come to believe in me, you can believe in the Father. Because the Father sent me to save you. He said, don't let your hearts be troubled. I know some of you young people, you've seen things just in your own home. You've seen things with mom. You've seen things with your dad. You've seen their marriages fall apart. And Jesus is saying to you tonight, don't let your heart be troubled. He wants to be your Savior tonight. He wants to be your personal Lord and Savior tonight. You've seen pain. You've seen heartache. You've seen disappointment. And it leaves your heart troubled. But the word of the Lord is for you tonight. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in Jesus. And then he goes on to say, "In my Father's house, there are many rooms." And scripture really reveals to us that he's saying, in my Father's house, there's more than enough room for everybody. Now, I can't do that math off the top of my head. But when Jesus says that there's more than enough room, he wasn't just talking about the 12 disciples that he was speaking to into that moment. He was talking about all of mankind from that very moment 2,000 years ago that he walked the earth till right now in 2016. He knows the numbers better than all of us. He knows the math. He knows how many people occupy this world. He knows the number of hairs on your head. It doesn't take him long to figure out the numbers on my head. Maybe for some of you, it's a little bit more work. But despite the numbers, he says there's more than enough room in my Father's house. More than enough room. And he said, "Look, if this were not so, then why would I go and prepare this place for you?" And he says, "If I'm going to prepare a place for you, then I'm coming back to get you so that you could be with me, myself." Praise God. There's plenty of room in the kingdom of God for you. There's plenty of room in the kingdom of God. We cannot fully grasp or even imagine what heaven looks like. It's the kingdom of God. It's eternal. It's our inheritance through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. And because of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, you and I, if we would just believe, rather than allow our hearts to keep us troubled, but if we would just believe in faith that Jesus is Lord and Savior, you receive this inheritance. And I'm going to tell you something. This is all going to pass away, and we're going home to be with our Father. Don't let your hearts be troubled. There's plenty of room in the Father's house. There's plenty of room for your children. There's plenty of room for your mother. There's plenty of room for your father. This is a God who desires to love and to save and to extend his grace to all of man, that we would know that he is a true God and a loving God, and we have eternal life because of Jesus Christ. If you would believe, don't let your heart be troubled. believe in God. Believe in his only begotten son. He said, I want to come back, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get you all that believe. All of you that have struggled, all of you that are weary, all of you that are tired, I'm going to come back for you that you would be with me. And then he goes on to say, and you know where I'm going. And then one of his disciples that was following him, listening, said, actually, no, I don't even understand. I don't even know the way. And Jesus responded, he said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no one can come to the Father except through me. You don't have to figure it out. He is the way. You just believe. This good news is the truth. What you heard them testify about tonight. Just believe. He is life, and he gives life more abundantly. You do not have to live a life with a troubled heart. God saves. If you're watching online right now, God saves. Believe. Believe, and it's through Jesus Christ that we're restored back unto the Father. And the Father has plenty of room in his house. And the Father desires that you and I would join him one day. And that we would live forever, for all eternity. Praise God, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more troubled heart, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more backache, no more migraine headache, no more cancer, no more diabetes. No more tears. It is just simply a life living in the joy of Jesus Christ and celebrating him. Oh man, there's plenty of room. And the Father in his love and in his grace desires that we would be with him. That we would be a part of his kingdom. That we would receive Jesus and believe tonight. Watching online, that you would believe tonight. The Father desires that you would be with him. I said this earlier this afternoon. Sometimes when I just stay home and my family goes out, my wife and my three kids, within about 5 minutes, I miss them. I mean, my home is a happy home as long as my babies are all in the home. And it's amazing because initially I'll be like, oh no, y'all go on to the mall without me. I'm just gonna stay home. I'm just going to put my feet up on the couch and just relax. Catch up on some reading or catch up on some news. But I'm telling you, folks, the love inside of me stirs in such a way that in about 5 minutes, I realize how empty my house is. And I'm looking around going, oh, man, oh, no, I'm all right. I'm all right. I need this downtime. I deserve it. And sure enough, in about a few minutes, I text my wife. So how long do you think y'all gonna be? And she'll send me a smiley face. Aw, we love you too, Daddy. And I'll text back, I'm fine. Praise God. 30 minutes goes by. Now I'm getting real antsy. Because my happy home isn't a happy home unless my babies are around and I love them so much. It's like when they're gone, I realize how much I love them. As a father, the Lord has just put that love inside of me for my children and for my wife. So 30 minutes goes by, now I'm making a phone call. Hey, honey. You guys on your way back? She'll be like, honey, we're just getting to like the third store. And I'm going to stop and get them something to eat. Oh, you guys gonna go through drive-thru and just bring it all back home? And then we can all like sit down at the table together and just break bread? And she'll go, oh, we miss you. We'll come home. Okay, thank you, praise God. And it's just such a joy that comes upon me when they open the door and I just see them come into the house and I got to maintain my composure as if, hey, how you doing? Meanwhile, I just want to run and give them hugs. Well, I've realized something, that if that's my situation, I can't imagine how the Father feels about you and I and his desire for us to be in fellowship with him for all eternity. Now, his love for you and I is so vast. His desire that you and I would be in company with him forever. His love is so big for you and I that while we were yet sinners, 2,000 years ago, he made a way so that we could come home. Forget my desperation and my text and my phone call. He wanted to ensure the fact that we would be with him forever, so much that before you and I were even born, before you and I even made the mistakes that we made in our own sin 2,000 years ago, he lays out a plan for you and I to come home. That's an amazing love. So because there's plenty of room in the Father's house, and because he created you in his own image, and because he loves you and he cares, because he has this vast amount of mercy and grace despite the mess that we've made, despite our troubled hearts, 2,000 years ago, he gives us his only begotten son so that we could live a life with him forever. That's the gospel. That's good news. So this is why he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Oh, heaven is waiting for every believer. There's a home for us. This is all going to pass away. We're going to be with the Father forever. We're going to sit down at the banquet table with the Lamb of God. That's Jesus. That's the one who went to the cross. That's the one who became sin for you and I. That's the one who died. His blood shed on the cross washed us and made us whole and restores us back to the Father in heaven who awaits us to come home. There's plenty of room in the Father's house. And because there's plenty of room in the Father's house, it begins with the cross of Jesus Christ. There's plenty of room at the cross for all of our sins. There's plenty of room at the cross for even those that have hurt you. There's plenty of room at the cross. All of our sins, all of our transgressions, every mistake that we have made in rebellion against God, it was put on his son Jesus at the cross. And when he died, all of our sins are washed away. And we are made a new person in Christ Jesus. And home is waiting for you. Nothing that I deserve and nothing that you deserve. But because of an amazing love and this amazing grace, grace that you and I can't escape. It will track us down to the very end because, like, the Father waits for you to come home. That's good news. That's all it is. This is what we do here at Times Square Church. We love letting people know about the good news of Jesus Christ and how much he loves you. I'm going to ask the music ministry to come back. And I'm going to ask if you could stand with me. There's more than enough room. Because of Jesus, this is your inheritance, the promise of God. Maybe tonight you've been trying to find your own way or find your own truth or live your own life however you want. And maybe you've come in tonight saying, I've been asking this question, which way do I go? Tonight, if you believe in faith, receive Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. There's room at the cross for all of your sins. Maybe someone tonight, I know there's been someone tonight who's been wrestling with the guilt of something that you've done. I want you to bring it to the front and lay that thing down because there's room at the cross. Someone here tonight has been wrestling with guilt and embarrassment for something that you've done that you know doesn't please God. Would you bring it to the cross tonight? I want to pray with you right here. There's room at the cross. I want to invite you now from the balcony to the main floor. You know, just the way these wonderful people got baptized, they made this public declaration. Would you be as bold as Gabrielle and Ella May and the two wonderful women sharing testimony to come forward and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Would you be willing to come forward and say, man, now I know there's room at the cross for all of my sin. Maybe there's something you've been doing in life where you've kept it tucked. There's no reason to be embarrassed tonight. All of the believers in Jesus Christ, we're going to be praying for you tonight. I want you to step out from your seat and come down right now in the name of Jesus. There's room at the cross. You make your way down right now. We're getting ready to worship the Lord. But I want to invite you now, all sin, all of it, release and give it. That's right. Be bold tonight. Thank you. Thank you for coming. There's some others here that have been holding this thing. And God wants you to release it right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. My fellow brothers and sisters that have made a declaration before Jesus Christ is your Savior, if you brought a friend tonight, take their hand and say, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to bring you down. We're going to come together. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. My sister that shared tonight, I don't know if you all noticed, but she and her husband, they got baptized together. Our brother Rich, they got baptized together here. It was beautiful. I'm believing God for healing in marriages tonight. Normally on this night, we ask for those that want to give their life to Jesus to come forward. And so I'm making that call to you first, to come. Not to be embarrassed, but to come and to receive Jesus as Savior. There's room at the cross. Now my next call are for those who have struggling marriages. And your heart is troubled. Let's believe God for healing in your marriage. Let's believe God for salvation in your marriage. And I want to invite you to come down and pray. Grab your spouse's hand. Don't put your head down, keep your head up. Because there's room at the cross. And there's plenty of room in God's kingdom. So you come. And even if your spouse is not here, you come. And you stand on behalf of your husband, or you stand on behalf of your wife. You come. Let's worship, and you keep coming forward because we're getting ready to pray and believe God for salvation and healing. Thank you, Lord God. Praise God. All of you that have come forward to receive Jesus, all of you that have come forward to receive freedom in Jesus Christ, that all sins would be broken right now in the power of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray this prayer with you. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. And then after that, the saints are going to stretch their hands out and begin to pray for you after you pray this prayer with me. And we're going to pray that this thing is sealed. Complete victory and liberty in Christ Jesus. There's room. There's room at the cross. And then my brother Richie, he's going to pray for marriages, for healing and breakthrough and miracles. Pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to you now and I confess my sin. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. Forgive me. I turn from all of my evil ways and I look to you as my Savior. Make me a new person. Be my Savior. Be my God. Thank you for your kingdom that now belongs to me. Thank you for your promise that you will never leave me nor forsake me. Thank you, Jesus. Because of you, I am a new person forevermore until you take me home. And there in heaven, I will rejoice for all eternity. In your name I pray. Amen.